Hello.
Oh, hi, good
Yes.
afternoon. Good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family Services. Gail Kent?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. I was just giving you a call because I was assigned as your new care coordinator here regarding the services of ARIA, the caregiver.
Right.
So I'm just checking in with you to see if everything has been going good so far with the services.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
I got you. By any chances, have you been in the hospital recently?
No, I haven't been in the hospital.
All right, so blessing. And the address still at 314 Linden Avenue, Apartment A?
Yep.
All right, ma'am. Just a couple heads up. The two I want to share with you is that, I mean, if anything happens first, this is my number, my direct
okay.
line. You
What's
can also
your name?
Text me. My name is Rodney.
Okay.
And also, the second thing is that whenever you are admitted into the hospital, that's when the services must stop with ARIA. She must clock out at that time. And also, besides that, please note that the services always must start at your place and end at your place. She is able to do some errands if it's needed or something like that. But
oh,
always,
yeah, I most definitely need that, but y'all don't cover her hours for that, so... She's doing a lot for me outside of that, too, which is fine.
No, we get it. We get it. The thing
yeah.
is, like, if you ever need to, I mean, adjust the time of the schedule because you have a special need one day, appointment or something like that,
mm-hmm.
she must let me know or text me or call me, like, hey, we will use the hours specifically for this day. And it means on that amount, so we're going to start at home, then we're going to leave, and then we're going to come back to clock out. Something like that. It's just a way to play with the hours.
Yeah, because, see, y'all got to understand something. I understand I've been on this since I was hospitalized in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have to go to therapy. I need them to go with me, get my prescriptions, stuff like that, go to the doctor. And the wait times in there are a long time, so sometimes we're out. And she's assisting me going with me sometimes. That's why when I, before I started with y'all, I told her that I needed long days so that I can schedule all my appointments on those days. And then she said she would do it. And then next thing you know, it's scattered out. So if we get caught up at my therapy appointments or, you know, at the doctor's, or I have to go get, she has to take me to go get food or something like that, then we're going to be late. So if you guys can't, because I asked her this in the beginning, and if you guys can't accommodate me, there's still things that have to be done because I can't do these things by myself anymore.
No, I get it. But for every
yeah,
time that's something like this.
Yeah, because I was supposed to
like
get
this.
More hours, and they didn't do that.
No, we get it. We get it. But, I mean,
yeah.
at our point, I mean, at
I
our,
asked
at
for,
our place.
I asked for longer days, 3 days a week, so that I can schedule all my appointments within that time because I have to see orthopedic specialist for my back, my knee. I have to get treatment, which is in Radnor and King of Prussia. None of my appointments are right by my house. So that takes a long time to get up to King of Prussia or to get to Winmore for my primary doctor, my MRIs I have to get done.
Mm-kay.
But it's fine. What the services that I'm getting is fine.
As far as I see on the schedule, I mean on the schedule, I see that as of Monday, all the days have been, I mean, are not being reduced, but they are being accommodated for three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I guess that might work out for you better, right? Like 8 to 3
Yeah, that's
day.
What I asked for, but you guys didn't give me that last week.
Yeah,
but it's
that's
fine. Since it's updated now, that's fine.
No problem, ma'am. So,
I'm
going to
call my care manager, too, and let him know what's going on, because now I'm going to have to go to therapy like four times a week now. Because I have five pinched nerves and two bulging discs.
I got you. I mean,
yeah,
and,
but he
and,
knows all about that.
And did I mean, your primary care physician checked up on like a form for this? I mean, because I mean, normally when they approve 4 hours.
No,
four
I don't
hours.
Have the therapy yet because I'm still getting injected.
Okay.
But I'm letting you know that I'm going to eventually be going to therapy once they settle this. The reason why they're not starting therapy is because they want to make sure I don't have tendon damage or any cracked fractures before I can start it.
Okay. So, in
so
that
I'll just of- I'll just call back, you know, but like I said, the services are good. I'm glad y'all 60 hours. And when that all changes, I will call.
I
and
got
first
you.
I'm going to call my care manager first.
That's perfect. That's perfect. And okay. I'll be here to adjust the schedule if needed, okay?
Right. And if you text me, please type your name, how you spell it in there for me.
No problem. Should I text this line I'm calling now?
Yeah, please.
Sure, sure. I will trust you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, sweetie.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.